Hi everyone, I'm Sherilyn Domer, and I'm podcasting to you today to explore what research says about reading fluency. My interest in learning what research says about fluency comes from my enrollment in K-5 classroom literacy, taught by Dr. Dana Robertson, associate professor at the University of Wyoming, and my experience as a second grade teacher. I'll explore the constructs of fluency, the skills needed to read fluently, and instructional practices that promote fluent reading. Why focus on fluency as a classroom teacher? Fluency is important to me for several reasons. One reason is that many second grade students are moving from the initial reading stage to the fluent reading stage. And as a second grade teacher, learning about fluency can benefit readers at this stage. A second reason I'm interested in learning about fluency is that it's often overlooked in the classroom, or it doesn't receive the same degree of instructional attention as other areas. The report from the National Reading Panel states that fluency is the most neglected area of reading instruction, but that it's an essential element in reading. Another reason I'm interested in fluency is that each year, students enter my classroom lacking the skills to read fluently. As a result, these students are at risk of not reading grade-level text, academic failure, and have poor comprehension. I notice that many of these struggling readers in my classroom lack motivation to persevere in the face of academic challenges. One of the biggest academic challenges for struggling readers is developing the skills needed to read fluently and comprehend text. In other words, fluency is a prerequisite if learners are to succeed at the primary purpose of reading, the construction of meaning from text. Citing evidence from several sources, Kuhn writes, "In order to be considered a fluent reader, a learner needs to have made the transition from reading that is word by word and monotonous to reading that is smooth and expressive." In other words, rather than expending a large amount of effort decoding the words encountered in texts, students have to develop accurate and automatic word recognition. Furthermore, fluent readers need to be able to transfer prosodic elements, such as appropriate pitch, stress, and phrasing, from oral language to written texts. How is fluency defined in educational research? Many researchers agree that fluency refers to accuracy, rate, and prosody. Griffith and Rosinski add that fluent reading includes appropriate expression and meaning. Valencia et al. Write, "Most definitions of oral reading fluency suggest that readers must read quickly and accurately with attention to proper phrasing and expression and a central focus on comprehension." What skills do readers need to read fluently? Automaticity theory suggests that readers have a limited amount of attentional resources available for reading. In order to utilize attention for comprehending, readers need to be able to decode text with ease and recognize sight words automatically. In addition to word-level automaticity, fluent readers attend to the prosodic elements of text, such as phrasing, rate, and expression. What about the reader that can decode text accurately, but at a slow rate? I ask this question because I see students in my class that can decode text with 95% accuracy or higher, but with maximum effort. What does automaticity theory suggest these readers need? Word recognition needs to be automatic in order for a reader to develop fluency. How do readers develop automaticity? The most effective way for students to develop such automatic word recognition is through extensive exposure to print. How can teachers help students develop fluency? The good news for teachers is that there is a lot of research on how to help students develop fluency. Kuhn and colleagues conducted research and found that wide reading and fluency-oriented reading instruction, FORI, are similarly effective approaches for improving fluency for at-risk second grade students. Wide reading involves scaffolded reading of a wide range of texts, and FORI involves scaffolded repeated readings. The study suggests that both approaches are effective at improving fluency, but the researchers think that the scaffolding of reading in challenging texts may be the strongest aspect of both approaches. Teachers in both treatments modeled appropriate phrasing and expression, decoding, and provided focused feedback. The study by Kuhn and colleagues suggests that volume of text read and time reading in connected text is important for developing fluency. Rutzel developed a daily framework teachers can implement to explicitly teach fluency. The Fluency Development Workshop, FDW, is based on the notion that developing fluency requires the same instructional focus as other areas of reading if students are to become fluent readers. Rutzel argues that fluency needs to be a daily part of literacy instruction and be taught systematically and explicitly. The framework is built on gradual release of responsibility with modeling, explicit explanations, guided practice, assessment, including self-assessment, and teaching self-monitoring skills that Rutzel calls metafluency. The FDW is based on the expectation that students will be reading orally and anticipating performances, such as reader's theater. While Rutzel argues that teachers explicitly focus on one skill at a time, Rosinski argues that students need to be taught all components of fluency simultaneously because it is akin to authentic reading and supports comprehension. Rosinski argues that a major weakness in fluency instruction and assessment is a lack of focus on comprehension. To engage readers in good fluency instruction, Rosinski finds that the expectation of performance is key to motivation and authentic reading practices. Additionally, teachers can engage students with poetry, song lyrics, chants, rhymes, plays, reader's theater, monologues, dialogues, and letters. Such texts work well for oral reading with expression and meaning, not just speed. Research supports repeated readings of connected text and alternative text types as an effective way to improve fluency. Partner reading has also been found to increase fluency. One thing I notice about Rosinski's suggestion is their brevity, which enables teachers to engage students in repeated readings, provides exposure to a range of text types, as well as increases reading volume. I hope you find something useful in the research presented in this podcast that can benefit you and your students.